Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's middle of the week. It's a Wednesday. We got a back-to-back tonight. The Knicks are in Florida. They've got the Heat tonight in Miami. They got Orlando tomorrow. Down the stretch we come in the regular season. We got a baseball season about to start a week from now. Playoffs coming in the winter sports. We got rumors flying around about Jets quarterbacks not named Aaron Rodgers. And so we got all that going on. We got calls at 800-919-3776. So with all that being said, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
Alan, that means it's the power hour, 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 hour.
It's the power hour.
Power hour.
The power.
The power hour.
The power wower.
I got to tell you, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of stories that we've got to get to. One of them involves, why is Cam Newton throwing at Pro Day at Auburn?
He's 32 years old, man.
What's he doing, man?
He's saying it ain't 32 people. What's going on, Cam? Oh, Cam.
So he doesn't want to let go. Like he's seeing all the money being doled out to quarterbacks. He's like, I got to get some of that cheese.
he got a lot of cheese from the Patriots and from the Panthers the last time. Mm-hmm. When they dummy signed him on a half a year when they ain't have to, gave him all that bread for no reason. Like, bro, nobody else was signing him. Why'd you give him $10 million for
in
half
competition.
A season?
All right, but how about this story? Pro Football Talk put up this story, and it's like a curiosity. Lamar Jackson can talk to anybody now in the league, right? He signed to the non-exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't talked to any teams yet, but someone is. So apparently, and they're reporting this through multiple sources, that somebody that is representing Lamar Jackson, he doesn't have an agent, mind you.
Right.
Is contacting more than one team, trying to get some offers that would spur the Ravens to do something more than just this, the franchise tag. But this person is not an agent, not certified by the NFL Players Association. And so the teams can't talk with this player, with this person. Now, remember, there was a story about last year when Roquan Smith was with the Bears, and they remember they wanted the franchise tag him?
Yeah.
And he wasn't happy about it, and there was somebody also reaching out to teams, and the league told them, you can't talk to anybody who's not a certified agent.
I wonder if he talked to Roquan.
So let me ask you a question here. What's going on here? And I would have to believe that the Jets are one of the teams they reached out to.
Yeah,
what do you know?
I mean, why wouldn't you reach
what
out?
What do you know?
Man, I don't know much. I tell you what. Like, that's the problem, right? Lamar Jackson doesn't know how to navigate through this. And this is like, usually it doesn't take much to make a contract. But, you know, you saw Roquan Smith do it. Of course, DeAndre Hopkins became the highest paid receiver in the league, negotiated his own contract. A lot of guys do that because basically you take a comp and
right, but Lamar's not the one, or his mother's not the one contacting teams.
That's what I'm saying.
They should be contacting teams right now.
See, but that's an uncomfortable conversation because now, like, you're reaching out to teams and you're trying to negotiate and talk.
Yeah,
and they won't even engage you because they know you don't know anything, right? There's a lot of stuff that you don't, like, people don't become agents and lawyers without taking a test to know, like, how to approach, how to talk about
without
it.
Being certified.
And,
yeah.
Right. So now you have Lamar, who's not certified. Yeah, he knows what he wants, but he doesn't know all the fine language. I would doubt if Lamar Jackson read his entire contract.
I'm not
getting interpreted by an agent.
Hang on a second. You're friends with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. He asks you to reach out to teams. Do you need that much knowledge to call up Joe Douglas and discuss anything with him? Like, I just want to talk to you about Lamar's situation. You don't need to have contract details. You don't need to have legalese. You don't have to know Latin.
What do you need to know
to discuss with a team? Are you interested in my guy? Would you like to offer something?
That's true, but, like, as far as, like, nobody wants to do the Ravens bidding for them. right? They're like, I'm not about to sit up here and then I can't sign free agents because guess what? I have to have that in escrow if I put an account, a deal out there only for the Ravens to just match it. Mm. Why am I going to do all this work?
They have, what, July 27th, right, is when the franchise tag locks in and you can't negotiate anymore?
Right. So if you're another team and you put that stuff in there and Lamar's sitting on your contract, they got to send an escrow so that affects you from being able to sign free agents.
So the Jets aren't in on this.
I don't know.
The Jets, you don't know.
I'm sure they
That's
could
That's not
be,
a no.
I'm sure they could be doing some work behind the scenes. Just
Wouldn't
in case
you want to have that as leverage? If you're Joe Douglas, if you're Woody Johnson, because everybody's predicting that Woody Johnson's going to crack. And before the draft, he's going to get so desperate that he's going to force Joe Douglas to give up the 13th overall pick, which we know Joe doesn't want to do, nor should he. But we all are expecting the owner to give in. And that's probably what the Packers are trying to are playing for at this point, right?
Or listen. Deadlines breed action.
Of course.
And right now, there's no need. It doesn't affect the Green Bay Packers one way or another.
But if I want to affect the Green Bay Packers, I have leverage of an option called Lamar Jackson.
That's true.
And if there's rumors out there that I'm at least talking to him or about him, you don't think that's going to put a little heat? Now, if you tell Aaron Rodgers, hey, listen, this is a contingency plan. In case your people in Green Bay get stupid.
Yeah.
You got to have that conversation with Aaron Rodgers so he doesn't feel like, you're not waiting for me? Like you just said, listen.
Yeah, you tell them what they're doing. We're using this as leverage.
Yeah. But I don't think there's any
50 million. But if you can't put the contract out there because if you do it, it's locked in. If he accepted it and the Ravens are like, okay.
Only when you make an official offer. Nobody says you have to make an official offer. But just because Diana Rossini comes out and says the Jets are ready. If things don't work out with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are ready to offer Lamar Jackson $200 million fully guaranteed. If that report came out, that's just a report. They didn't offer.
That's true.
Now, Sal Palantonio, our good friend, was on Get Up this morning. And what he's saying about the reason why there's no activity right now with Lamar Jackson, and that includes the Jets, is, of course, the cost.
Where we are in the National Football League right now is the dual threat quarterback who can win from the pocket.
Correct.
And Lamar Jackson did it at an MVP level before anybody else did it at MVP level.
Yes.
So if you have a dual threat quarterback who can win from the pocket, you should pay the man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the fact that nobody has stepped up to offer him a guaranteed deal for whatever, 5-6 years in the Deshaun Watson range of over $200 million tells me it is about money. That is the bottom line.
And Sal Pal knows a lot of stuff, and he knows a lot of people. He's as well-connected as anybody, and when he's putting that out there, that's pretty much the deal. Everybody knows what he wants, and no one right now is willing to give it to him. But as Bart mentioned, you know, deadlines create action. And right now, there are no deadlines when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. Adam Schefter on his podcast has talked about a little timeline.
A lot of people wondering when the trade is going to go through. And there doesn't seem to be any sort of movement today between the Green Bay Packers and the New York Jets. There is a standoff between these two sides on the compensation that it would involve. And everybody's saying that each side should dig in, but there are a couple of things to keep in mind. It's not the normal course of business. And in speaking to various executives around the league, they think it is a fascinating situation in which both sides have leverage. And now we see how it all plays out.
It's going to be a waiting game, everybody. Buckle up. That's how this is going to go down. Dierks Bentley is coming to PNC Bank's Art Center on Thursday, July 27th, with support from Jordan Davis. Right now, since we are still waiting for Aaron Rodgers, be caller number 12 at 888-987-ESPN. You'll score a pair of tickets. It's all from Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Full contest rules. Go to ESPNNewYork.com. It's Barton Hahn, 800-919-3776. So from football, we transition over to basketball because here's another conversation to have about a prospective target for one of the New York teams, and that is Jaylen Brown. And we brought this up the other day about Jaylen Brown and how all of a sudden he's going to be a free agent. He's got, like, he keeps putting out these messages. The one conversation he had earlier in the week about how Boston, he knows there's a faction of that fan base that might like him as a player, but the color of his skin impacts how they really feel about him, and he's not comfortable with that, but he's aware of it. And then he says this to the Ringer about his future in Boston. And he said, I don't know. As long as I'm needed, it's not up to me. We'll see how they feel about me over time, and I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense. But I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. Now, Woj was on Get Up this morning, and he talked about how Jaylen Brown wasn't happy about those rumors when the Durant stuff was out about him demanding a trade, that the Celtics inquired.
Yeah.
And that Tatum was working out with KD.
Yep.
That he obviously idolizes him. And the thought of, wow, could you, you know, they would send Jaylen Brown, obviously, in that trade. And he didn't like that. So Woj said that Jaylen Brown had a FaceTime call with Brad Stevens, who's now in the front office, and Tatum, and basically said, you want me or not?
Mm.
Like, are you, don't do stuff behind my back.
Yeah, those feelings are still hurt. Like, especially looking at Tatum, because he's supposed to be your teammate. Like, teammate, like, oh, I'll trade you in. So basically, for, what you're saying is, this is Tatum's franchise. This is his team. Even though I feel like I'm just as good, if not better than him, right? We got a KD, Russell Westbrook, James Harden type of situation going on here. Well, I'm like, well, listen, if this is the case, if you're trying to trade me in, I tell you what, you didn't get him, but I'll
bounce. You're going to lose me?
Yeah, I'll bounce. So good luck. Good luck winning a championship without me. And when I can get out of here, I'm going to get out of here.
And he has the opportunity to do that. Now, are there a lot of teams with cap space right now that could make a play for him? No.
You make it for him.
But yes, you do.
You make it for him.
Now,
I said this. He's better than Donovan Mitchell.
I agree.
His size and speed.
He's already played in the finals,
by the
way.
And he plays defense.
Yeah, and he played in the finals. And he actually played really well.
He carried Tatum last
year. Yes, yes. Now,
Tatum didn't show up.
As I've said before, I'm going to say it again to everybody listening. If I'm in the Knicks front office, I am already trying to work this out. You're in the midst of what you're doing right now, and that's great. But the coach handles right now. The front office handles later, down the road. And this is now where Brian Windhorst has talked about how the Knicks have a ton of assets now. This season for them has done more than just gotten them another winning record, get into the playoffs and all that stuff. It has also showcased a lot of pieces that they have beyond all the first round picks that they've collected
mm-hmm.
and the second round picks they've collected. It's also showcasing some talent that they've developed. And if you think about it, the Knicks have to do whatever it takes to create whatever, because the Celtics aren't going to let him walk. They'll do a trade. They are not going to let him walk. Because if he wants out, they don't want to lose him for nothing.
Right.
So there's going to be a conversation about a trade. And if he wants to come to a big market and get out, like, oh, it's him and it's always Tatum Brown.
He wants to be the
and
guy.
Maybe he's like, you know, let me go somewhere and be the man.
Let me be the guy. Let me assemble my team.
Right.
So he can't go to the Lakers. Won't be his team.
No.
They got nothing anyway.
No.
Then nobody will.
Well,
want.
No, you can't. I don't know. But they're going to try to get Kyrie anyway, so that's another story. Could he go to Dallas? Could he say, put me with Luka? Does he really want to do that after just going through the Tatum thing?
Dennis Luka's team.
That's what I'm saying.
His team.
But if you look at the Knicks and how they're set up, and you have players and a style of play, which, by the way, what do we know about Jaylen Brown? Is he a soft, I'm sitting out games, low
hardcore.
Or is he a guy that plays both ends of the court? Right. Give me the mask. I'm playing the All-Star game.
Broke my face. Give me the mask.
Exactly. Could that be a move that the Knicks could pursue? When everybody talks about that next guy, who can you get the next guy? I'm telling you, that's one that I am already working some back channels to get a feeler. Because he might say, you know, I don't want to play here. You know, I'm from the South. I don't really want New York.
I had to deal with Boston.
He's
been in the Garden. Ain't no racism in the Garden.
Like, I would say,
like,
I would want to know first, would we be a priority for you?
Yeah.
And then, okay, what's it going to take if I got to clear some space, if I've got to, you know, move a player or two? I got to figure all this out because that guy is what I'm talking about.
And Tatum can give him a list, say, this is where I want to go. It's not a lot of teams.
Brown, yeah.
Yeah, Brown, I'm sorry. It is not a lot of teams that are out there that are good, that is void of a superstar. Everybody else has a superstar.
Piece.
Everybody else has a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks do not have it. They have stars.
Yep.
They don't have a superstar. He comes here, he becomes the superstar. And I think, you know, you talk about your South, maybe he don't want to go to the South because, you know, he's socially conscious and he's involved in issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he doesn't want to go somewhere. You think you want to go anywhere in Miami with what DeSantis is doing and deal with that type of stuff and have those type of fights?
Who?
DeSantis.
DeSantis.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis.
Yeah,
the governor.
With what he's doing. So he doesn't want to go down there and fight those fights. I think you want to go somewhere where he's seen, and New York is one of those places.
That's what I'm wondering. And I would want to know. And if you're in the front office of the Knicks, you need to know. Now, you know who else needs to know? The Brooklyn Nets. Another team that needs to know. Because they could have traded KD to them if that was going to go. Like, that could have worked out and you could have gotten them already.
Yeah.
Now, they made the trade that they made.
KD's better, though. So, and like, you would never pull that one. Yeah.
I'm just saying. But that's a piece. You said you got Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, you're getting Bridges. You get Bridges over there. There you go.
You know what I mean? Now you see what I'm saying.
The Nets are in better position because they have stars that somebody would want.
The Nets might have
Cam Johnson and Bridges.
A better route to getting him.
Give him Nick Claxton.
Well, they need the big man. That's the one issue one major issue they have is they don't have enough size. But you see what I mean? Like Jaylen Brown could end up on one of the New York teams. And if I'm the Knicks, I'm like, whoa.
But wouldn't you be pissed? You talk about the Mets getting Ohtani over the Knicks. I mean, over the Yankees. Man, could you imagine after trading KD, did they trade KD in and the moves they made, bring them back Jaylen Brown, a young stallion?
Yeah.
And then the Knicks are looking like, well, what about us? But we're nice.
Well, that's why you have to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You have to be active. You have to figure it out. This is the type of stuff. This is why, again, I love Daryl Morey.
It would have to be gone.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to hurt. Yeah. You're not like, this ain't like, you know, oh, like we're just give him like, you know, Deuce McBride. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, you're going to have to give up something.
It's got
to
be RJ, quickly, maybe even Mitchell Robinson because they need a big man.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah, but he's worth it.
But to take that step,
he's so worth it.
You've got to, if you are trying to upgrade, that's what you have to do. Now, again, this is all hypothetical, everybody, but I'm just telling you that if I'm in the front office, I'm already pursuing it. I can't, they might already be looking into it. They might already know what he wants. They might know the Celtics is no way in hell they're going to trade him to you. All I know is that when you're trying to get to the next step, you got to get guys like that when they could be available. And the way he's talking right now in Jaylen Brown. Now, they could give him an extension offer and he could stay and he could be fine. And all this is gone. And he could be just playing this up right now to get that leverage to force the Celtics to pay up. But you just don't know how these things are going to work. You absolutely, positively have to be already laying groundwork to seeing what it would take to make this happen. 800-919-3776. Blair is in Troy. Blair, what's up?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the same thing. I know it's not emotional, but it's hard for me to trust Randall because he's so ball dominant and he is vulnerable in the crunch time. And if you're going to win a championship, to center everything around him, it doesn't give me confidence. Why wouldn't the Knicks consider trading Randall? Because he is probably one of the most valuable pieces we have to get a real difference maker on this team.
They're not going to want Randall.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that they wouldn't.
What does he fit on their team? They got Williams. They got their big boys that kind of ball out like him. You know what I mean? I think they would want young. They would want a bunch of picks.
But you have
them. They would want quickly R.J. Barrett.
Well, you'd have him at the four, and Tatum plays the five. Or the three, I mean, I'm sorry. And then, you know, they've got Time Lord at the five.
I think they want young. R.J. Barrett, bunch of picks.
Well, every team wants to go young because it's cheaper.
I think they would want Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
I think they would want quickly R.J. Barrett.
It's a lot.
Jason Tatum, and you're going to have a big three. Your big three.
Jaylen Brown.
You're going to have. Yeah. I'm disrespecting him. you're going to have your big three. It's going to be Brunson, Brown, Randall.
I think these are the certain players that fit you, and this is one of them. But Dante in Queens doesn't agree. Dante.
Hey, guys. What's up? Thanks for taking my call. Real quick on the what you guys are talking about with Jaylen Brown. Honestly, I think it would be better for the Nets to go after them. And I'm a Knicks fan. I hate the Nets. But I feel like in this situation,
I don't feel like he's a star really that's going to move the needle enough to make you a championship contender.
Did you see him in the finals last year, bro?
I mean, Dante,
he's an all-star.
Yeah, he's an all-star. So he's really good.
What sense does it make to trade for him if you're going to have to give up, like, five of your core pieces?
Five.
So what are you going to have?
Why you say five?
Brown,
No, I said first-round draft picks. You got a bunch of picks.
It's not five.
They need a big man. You give him Mitchell Robinson.
You're going to give him.
You give him quickly. And well, you give him.
I don't know. That's Bart saying that, by the way, Dante. I don't think you're doing all that.
Okay,
I think,
what do you think?
I think Evan Fournier probably would have to be in a deal. You'd have to get a third team
Daddy
in.
Had Evan Fournier.
No, you'd have to get a third team in because it's all about contract, matching contracts and stuff. But fit-wise?
RJ Barrett got a big contract. You signed quickly and then put him in a deal.
Well, you can't do two signing trades like that. I don't think you can do that. So I'm just saying that's a name that you have to know. I need to know everything about
him. He's a top 15 player.
I need to know everything it would take and how much it would cost and all that stuff. There could be a price where you're like, no, I'm not paying that.
Is he a top 15 player?
I think he's one of the he's a top 20 for sure. But he's an all-star. He's an all-star.
Perennial all-star.
He's been to the finals. He's made big shots. And he's also a guy that has never made it about him. Never. He's let Tatum emerge as the star. And he has always been the one that is understood.
And I think he's tired of
that. I do dirty work. I'm not getting the credit, but whatever, man.
I think he's tired of that, too, because he showed up in a big way. Jason Tatum didn't.
I think you're right. Jason in Pine Bush.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great to be on the show again. Man, you guys are the best. Seriously, best show on the radio.
Thank you.
Shout out to my boy Felix right now. We're just discussing this. We talked about, me and my boy Felix, earlier this season about a dream scenario for the Jets and Knicks. And the first name on our list that we both giggled about was Jaylen Brown. So here's my question. Like, what, of course, Jaylen Brown, I think right now, with this team not giving up a bunch of the core pieces, is the best team in the East. Like, we're problems with Jaylen Brown because he's a three-in guy. My question is, can he play small forward? Would you have him play small forward?
No.
Keep basically the lineup together, and then that's the basketball question. And then the second question is for Bart, and then I'll get off and listen. Shouldn't we be talking, like you said earlier, Alan, to Aaron Rodgers and say, bro, we're about to make this move. Chill out. Don't jump in the media and get all hissy fit about it. But if the Packers keep half-stepping,
yes,
we're going to have to call about Lamar Jackson.
Thank
you, boys.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
You got it, Jason. No. First of all, as I mentioned before, I would make sure that I include Rodgers in the discussion, and I would just tell him, we don't want to give up the 13th pick because we want to get a player that can help us now win. So we're doing that. So we got to apply some pressure on your guys. So let's play this thing where you start going, you know what? If they don't make the trade, I'm just going to retire.
Yeah, or show up.
No, actually, you're right. Maybe I'll just show up.
Yeah.
But don't know if I want to play.
When off-season condition come, I'm going to come there. And maybe my back hurt and you got to pay me and I'm injured.
Yeah. And then on top of it, the Jets need, like I said, Diana Rossini has to have a report where it's like the Jets have had a conversation with Lamar Jackson. They you know, you have, what do they call
they
it?
They have an offer sheet. They have parameters of a deal.
That's what do you call it?
Parameters
you call it,
of a deal.
No, what do you call it when you have like the preliminary discussions?
Yeah,
right. You just want to understand what's going on. Like if Diana puts that out there, and then Green Bay's going whoa, right? Hang on a second. Well, all it's going to cost us is two first round picks, man. I don't care. And if you think it's going to cost me money, Woody Johnson's like, do you see how much money I got? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you play that game, but as long as Aaron knows. And as far as Jaylen Brown goes, he's a two next to Jalen Brunson. And
yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Best backcourt. That would be a difficult backcourt for anybody to guard.
Now, do they both spell their name the same way?
No.
Okay.
J-A-Y and then J-A-L-E-N. But Jalen Rose's impact just is felt everywhere, isn't it?
His babies.
It's amazing. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls. It's just, like I said, just food for thought. Don't know anything, but I know if that I was running both of these organizations, that's what I'd be doing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Being reported by Jeremy Fowler. It's also being reported elsewhere, but Fowler is, of course, our guy here at ESPN, so we shout him out first. The Jets, on a one-year deal, have added speed to their offense. Mecole Hardman from the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming to the Jets.
So he a problem.
Now, what's that mean for you, Bart? Because you brought up a whole bunch of things about what this could mean. They bring him in. He's a gadget, like slot guy, right, basically?
I mean, no, he was brought in to be Tyreek Hill. He's an X, too. This dude He's a 4-2-4.
Yeah, lightning 4-2-5.
Yeah. He was, remember, him and Tyreek Hill used to race each other to see who was faster, right? And he was brought in to replace Tyreek Hill. Last year, he was supposed to be their number one receiver. He had an injury-riddled season. But, man, he is a high quality, he is a deep threat like no other. Like, he is a gadget guy, too, on these speed sweeps. So, it doesn't affect Elijah Moore because you can have, man, like, yo, where do you play? This is crazy.
Man, you tell me.
Because Lazard.
Also suggest that some guys might be in this deal for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, definitely Corey Davis.
They just added like 3 or 4 receivers.
Yeah. Corey Davis is either in the deal or cut.
Right.
And if he's just outright cut, then that means that maybe Elijah Moore could be in the deal, which means that, you know, he could be part of the package as far as a young, cheap player because Elijah Moore still has 2 years left on his deal. He's going into his third year, so he still has 2 seasons left on his deal.
At the combine, he did a 4.33 in the 40.
I'm sorry, 4.33. I apologize.
Still pretty fast, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 4.33, it's like that's 4 tenths off the record. I think 4.29 or 4.28 is the combine record. Man, this is
so you're so yeah. Grade this. Like, give me a level of like, is this a significant move? Is this all right? This is nice. Like, where is this move 1 to 10?
I mean, to me, this is a solid 7.5, 8 because now you got Garrett Wilson on the outside running the entire route tree. Now you got a guy like Mecole Hardman, who can take the top off the defense. And then you also remember Alan Lazard is like a Vincent Jackson. He's a 6'5", 220-pound, big catch radius type of guy that Aaron Rodgers trusts.
Yep.
And this just tells me that they're going to have a rotation. Now they're super deep at receiver now. You know, I assume that Corey Davis is gone, right? I don't know if Elijah Moore is going to be in this package. You know, I hope they're not holding no ill will about him and LaFleur last year. But if not, man, just think with all the speed you have. You talk about Garrett Wilson, who's like a 4-4 type of guy. So you got Garrett Wilson at 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
You got Elijah Moore, who's a shifty guy. But you got Mecole Hardman, you just said 4-3. And then you got Breece Hall coming out of the backfield at like 4-4. Like, that's a lot. The Jets have just gotten their speed up. And if you can go out and get you a left tackle, right tackle, go get you an offensive lineman there, now all I would have for the Jets' wish list is a guy like Calais Campbell, a guy like Puna Ford.
Run stopper.
You need a big fat guy. You need a couple, because you lost Nathan Shepard and you lost Sheldon Rankins. But, man, the Jets are starting to fill this roster out pretty, pretty nicely, man. You talk about, you know, offense going from not scoring points. You had Aaron Rodgers, Mecole Hardman. This would arguably be, in my opinion, the best weapons that – that Aaron Rodgers has ever had.
Ever had.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Okay, Garrett Wilson is a difference maker. Alan Lazard was already there with him. Mm-hmm. I know he had Jordy Nelson. I know he had Donald Driver. Not Donald Driver. He had Donald Driver and Jordy Nelson went together. Greg Jennings.
Yep.
and Jones. I think Jones was the other one, but they had he had Jennings and Nelson was really his go-to guys.
Devontae Adams. I mean,
No. I'm talking about his combinations when he won the Super Bowl.
You mean as far as a collection?
Yeah. When he had Super Bowl, when he went to the Super Bowl, it was Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, and Donald Driver. It was John Jones or James Jones, whatever his name is, right there. This would be arguably, in my opinion, the best weapons he's ever had. If you talk about Lazard, you talk about Elijah Moore, you talk about Harmon and Garrett Wilson, this would be the best weapons that Aaron Rodgers has ever had. And Breece Hall, like, these are all home run hitters. Because Breece will hit you for 50, 60. This is a sneaky, really, really good pick.
All right, again, so being reported by Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL insider, the Jets are agreeing to a one-year deal with Mecole Hardman, of course, we know him from 2 years with the Chiefs, and he was a second-round pick with them. And
he was brought in to replace
really good
Tyreek
first
Hill.
Year, right. He was, as Bart said, brought in to replace Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill ended up leaving, and then he ended up getting hurt, so he didn't play all of last season. But the Jets jumping on this to get him, and what does it mean? And Barfield, like you just heard Bart, I mean, he's gushing about this, about what it could mean for the Jets.
They trying to put up 30.
Well, that'd be nice.
They trying to put up 30.
All they needed was 22, and they would have had 12 wins.
This is like 30. Mm. This is home run hitters. These are quick, easy strikes.
Now, for those thinking that Odell Beckham Jr. could still be in the mix because he was
the
wish list that Aaron Rodgers gave to the Jets, Diana Rossini is saying the Jets have not done anything on that front.
Until this becomes official, I don't see them making any big moves officially. So for now, I think they're watching this. They're keeping an eye on Odell. The last I checked in, we were told that there was no official offer for Odell just yet. So in terms of the Jets trying to get him to come to New York.
It's interesting she said until Rodgers is done, there won't be any significant moves. This is a fairly significant move.
6.5, though, one-year deal. You know, that's hard on your cap, though. You know what I mean? If it had been a two-year deal, it would have been different. But one-year deal, 6.5, man. Listen, the Jets are making moves, man. This, when you talk about getting talent, I'm telling you, this receiving core is creeping up to being one of the better receiving cores in the NFL.
Interesting. 800-919-3776. Josh is in Brooklyn. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing?
Good.
So I called, I think last month when this was going on, and I said, I think they're probably going to trade Elijah Moore, and Bart said no. But when you look at it, you can't look at these trades as a fan. You know what I mean? Because Elijah Moore is valuable. He's a valuable piece, but I felt like they can probably try and replace him because teams are going to want him. And I said Green Bay is probably going to want a guy like that because they don't have enough dominant receivers. You feel what I'm saying? So I said Elijah Moore is probably going to be a guy that's probably going to go. And I think with that trade, I mean, not with this signing with Mecole Hardman, that's what that they're bringing him in for, and I'm pretty sure Elijah Moore's going to get.
And you think about it too.
But Mecole's not. Mecole's not really a slot guy. Like he can play the slot, but he's been an X or a Z.
But I think what he's saying
that may mean Randall Cobb is coming.
But he is.
That makes mean Randall Cobb is actually really coming.
Well, that's what we heard that they're going to get him. I mean, that's not going to take much. But what Josh said is, if you think about it too, from the Jets' perspective, when you say I'm not giving up the 13 pick. You got to give up something, right? Assets. If you're the Green Bay Packers, what do you want? You want to make sure Jordan Love has everything around him to make him successful. Well, you could try to draft a wide receiver, or you can get one already on his rookie deal that has potential that you could bring in and showcase. And maybe that's what the Jets could do to counter the idea of giving up the draft pick. I won't give you 13, but I'm going to give you a guy who's still young in his rookie deal who has a lot of potential.
I still think you hold on Elijah Moore. I think you try and trade.
I'm not saying you trade him. I'm saying if one thing is leading to another, I can reason it without being mad about them doing it.
Yeah.
But I'd be much happier if they kept him.
Yeah, exactly. But also, you know, maybe Corey Davis, he's still on his roster. Like Corey Davis is the fourth highest paid player on the Jets.
There's a reason why he's on
and
the roster.
And guess what? Carl Lawson is the second highest paid player on the Jets roster.
And they haven't cut him either, right?
And they haven't cut him yet either. So, I mean.
Interesting. Well, you got to make the money work, right?
And the crazy thing, his dead cap money is only $333,000.
What?
And he makes a $15 million a year deal. So it just makes sense. Like, if I had my computer instead of my phone, I could be able to illustrate.
Well, you get to 711.com. With that, I'll tell you that Woj is tweeting out from sources. We mentioned the Paul George thing. Sprained knee.
I told you.
Reevaluated 2 or 3 weeks.
I told you. I told
it
you.
Looks
I told,
so no, much when it,
when
worse.
It, when it happens like that, it's the non-contact one. When it's hyperextended, we saw Giannis do the same thing.
Yeah,
thought
in
he
the
was
finals.
Be right. Yeah. And come right back. So it, to when I saw that, I'm like, okay, sprained kneecap. It's going to be a bone bruise. Yeah. It's going to be excruciating. And bone bruises take a little bit, but he should be okay
all right.
for the second round of playoffs.
We just got to keep him healthy. Because with him and Kawhi, the way the Clippers have been playing, they're different. So keep an eye on that.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Giving you the chance to be in Cleveland when the boys from the Bronx come to town, including round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and $200 in spending money. Head to London Jewelers near you for your chance to win. You can also go to travelwiththehometeam.com or where else can you go, Bart? You know the app. Everybody's got the app.
Always got
the app. ESPN New York app. If you don't have it, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, man. Like you don't have.
Like,
to
you don't
to
have
your
the
car.
ESPN New York app.
You have to go to your car.
Ask yourself, what who, am I doing? You know what? If you don't have the ESPN New York app on your phone right now, slap yourself in the face.
Yeah, slap your mama.
Well, I don't know about your mama. It's not
tastes
her fault.
So good, make you want to smack. Our show is so good, make you want to smack your mama.
Okay, that's probably the way you could put it. But your mama definitely has the ESPN New York app. Why?
Yeah.
She loves our show.
Yeah.
Just ask her.
She's been at Alan's DMs.
Anyway, it's all brought to you by the engagement experts at London Jewelers.
We know your mama likes the show.
I'll show you some of my DMs. It'll make you blush.
Marcus.
Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Knicks in the Heat tonight, Bart Scott. Knicks on the road. They're in Florida. And this game against the Heat, so they have the Heat tonight. And then next week in New York, right, at the Garden, they have the Heat. So you have play them twice in a week span. Why does it matter? Well, playoff standings. We got 9 games to go. Now, the Knicks do have a 3-game lead so far on Miami. That's the good news. I think they've won the first 2 games, so they've at least a tie in the season series. That's important. Remember, Randle hit that. Like 1 second left,
fade
chuck and
away.
Duck three.
After he turned, he lost the ball 4 times.
Yeah, the double bang. So he hits that, and that was a big shot there. So for Miami, they're chasing Brooklyn. They're a half game back of Brooklyn for 6, as Brooklyn's lost 4 in a row all of a sudden. They've kind of slipped. So this is a big game for Miami to jump out of the 7-10, climb into 6. And it's important for the Knicks because you just want to keep Miami at an arm's length, to be honest with you. You want to stay in 5, and you want to keep them from having any ideas about trying to catch you for 5th. So, like I said, it's a big game tonight. And then, more importantly, tomorrow is a back-to-back, and you play Orlando, which might not be in anything, but they play hard. That's a tough team. So, tough back-to-back coming up for the Knicks. Let's see what Julius Randle has in store after giving 57 to the Timberwolves on Monday night. And we go to Wayne, talk to Jason. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it doing? How you going? How's it going, guys?
Good.
First of all, you guys are so entertaining and so knowledgeable. It's like it's really refreshing, you know, the way you guys interact. I really thank you for that.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you, Jason.
So, you know, I don't think that Randle gets the love that he should actually get. I mean, here's a guy that's a 25-10-5 guy. When's the last time a Nick was a 25-10-5 guy?
I know it's not fair, Jason. It's not fair. But you have to agree that Jaylen Brown is a better player. Now, listen, I'm not saying that.
But we're not talking about Jaylen Brown. I think and thank you for the call and for the compliments, Jason.
It's like that. It's
I think he's saying that we just don't give him. And I was saying that the other day. Like, we don't give him enough. I get it. Last 2 minutes, I want Jalen Brunson with the ball.
Yes.
Like, I understand it. But for the bulk, and he never misses a game.
Okay, wait. I mean, where does he rank as far as the most? Well, we ain't got time. Where does he rank as far as the
we did the top 20 thing?
The most disrespected, because I thought Chauncey Billups never got the love because he was an all star, but he was the guy on all star.
Here's the thing that Julius has to do: win in the playoffs, then the love will come.
Win the whole damn thing.
K Show next, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.